We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Ray J, with us. And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
And the Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question comes from Ray J.
Ray J in here choosing violence early in the morning.
That's right. He wants to holler at you brothers out there, because he says, you brothers are messing up the pH balance for these women, and you are causing stinky vaginas.
Well, no, it's just a casual convo that men have about certain things and certain, experiences that they have with whoever they with. I just don't appreciate them all the time, always like complaining about something or somebody new that they with, and then not taking accountability. It's like, if you was in it the first day and it was great, second day it was great, third day it was kind of like curving, fourth day it was like,
now see that, I get it. When you explain it like that, it makes sense. Because we had Red, our board op, he can attest to this. Two of our homies up here that work here, Sim and Sid, they were having this discussion. They were having this discussion, the same exact discussion, about when, a woman has body odor and experiences body odor. A lot of times it's because of what the man is doing.
Correct.
Outside of their relationship.
Smarter than what y'all think.
You know what I mean?
You're smart, right? So I'm real smart.
So there is something to this conversation. It just sounds crazy to blame a man for a woman's vaginal odor.
But it sounds crazy for a man to blame a woman for him being in it, and then now it's wrong in his mind, when he should be just smelling himself and enjoying it.
The way you explained it makes sense. If the first day it was cool, second day it was cool, third day it was cool, fourth day
that's what I'm saying.
It might be you, especially if you're out here creeping around with other women.
Even third day, even second day, have you been in it all day?
Hello?
Hey, my name's Mel.
Mel, talk to us.
Hey, my name's Mel from Wyndham. I was just gonna say, what happens when a woman stinks from the beginning? Because it's not always.
That's
guy.
On her. That ain't you. That ain't gonna do it.
She stinks from the first day.
This generation of women are lazy and they want to live a soft life. So.
I don't agree with that. I love my women.
No, I get that, but that's what I'm saying. The way you explained it makes sense. But if it happens from the start, that ain't got nothing to do with you.
I know, but that's wild. But I'm saying that's my point was that it wasn't the other point, of course.
But you're not adding something to that, Ray. If you sleep with her for 4 days in a row and on the fourth day it stink, what else have you been doing as a man? Because if you've just been with her, it shouldn't be no issues. Ray, but if you've been with other women, you bringing other things back to her.
Now, Ray, I know you're married.
Now, not before you were married, have you ever had stinky poom poom?
I've had my share.
And did you still go in?
Your share? You and Jackie Long got to stop sharing women, bro. There's no way. There's no reason.
I said I had my share.
Meaning you
why?
And you still did it. Even
meaning
though it
like I didn't share
it.
I said I had my share of
I
stinky
know that, but why you had so many? Share means like you got so that's a couple. An equitable stake.
I mean.
And why you still do it? If it's stinky, you still go in? Well, so you part of the problem.
I was young. I mean, you asked me before time when I was young and reckless.
Okay. Yeah.
Young and the reckless.
Yeah. Okay.
I was not just young and I was reckless. I was the reckless.
Let's talk to some women. I don't want to talk to no guys about this.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nina. How are you guys?
Peace, Nina.
Good morning.
How
talk to you.
Good morning. I'm great. I hope you guys are great. First of all, I'm young. Sorry, you know you're being so cringy with all that food in your mouth.
I told him, swallow.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I could be seen.
I hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry for smacking. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
That's bad manners, and I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's funny because everybody says I look like your sister, and now that you're with Princess Love, they're saying I look like her. So I'm like, maybe we're going to meet one day. But anyways, about the topic. So I'm so happy that you guys are talking about this because I'm 30 years old right now. And I feel like I just discovered this. Like, I used to have a relationship with my gynecologist where I would call him and he'd give me a medicine because my vagina is smelling like fish. And it's not because of that.
It's smelling like
fish. She said fish. Smell like fish.
It's called bacterial vaginosis.
Yep. BV.
That's what it's called. It's a real thing. And some of us are very sensitive down there. Even me, when I go in the bath, if my bath is not pH correctly, I'm getting out of there. It's crazy. It's to the point where I had to make my own soap to be able to cure that. So, no, I'm glad it's the topic. And this is not even a situation where the men is healthy or not. Because I've been with men that work out every day. That's good. Okay? It still happens.
So, basically what she's saying is it has nothing to do with anybody. It's just you. That's the way your body is designed.
Yeah. I really think so. I feel like mine is very, very sensitive.
Well, my daddy...
And it doesn't matter how...
Uh-huh. My daddy used to tell me, if it smelled like cologne, leave it alone. If it smelled like fish, eat all you wish. If that makes you feel better.
So you used to ask, why did I have my share? Did you take your daddy's advice?
I'm going to tell you what my daddy told me.
Did you have your share?
Of course we ran across a couple of those.
If it smells like cologne.
That's what I said. I had my share. You act like I had 5,000.
No, cologne?
No.
Like Obsession and Calvin Klein?
Hey, in 2023, that saying make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, 2023.
Yeah.
Man.
I just,
Yeah. Let's take some more calls.
Women, please.
585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Our guest host, Ray J, is here.
Are we live?
And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
And the freaky Friday question comes from our guy, Ray J. He came in here passionate, and he was saying some of these women stink. And
no, I didn't.
And you said it comes from this guy. You said it's the odor.
You got to talk to the microphone, Ray J.
You got to talk to the microphone. You said some of these women stink.
I never, ever in my life said some of these women stink. I said that I overhear guys or I know some of my friends
talk about how women stink.
Complain about the women girls
stinking.
That they've been
That's
in.
What I just said.
No, I didn't use women in the stinking. I never said women stink because women don't stink.
Yes, they do. You just had a young lady call up here and tell you that she suffers from bacterial vaginosis.
I never smelled
but
her.
But she's telling you she smelled herself,
but,
is what she's
but
saying.
But maybe she's smelling. I don't want to smell that.
But basically what you're saying is that this is the men's fault a lot of times.
Correct. That's
the
what
men
saying.
Be knocking
yeah,
these women's pH balance off.
I don't want you to say that I say women stink, because that's just a...
saying you didn't say all women stink. You're saying that women are having a stink problem because
you used the word pollution.
You said pollution.
No, I said guys are polluting the vagina.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Okay, yeah, that's what
it's
he said.
Vagina pollution.
So right. men...
Yeah, for men are polluting the vagina.
Okay.
Women don't stink to me. Now, I don't know who y'all been around. That's what I'm saying. You just asked me about my share. Now, y'all acting like...
I'm married.
I'm a married man, sir.
So then what y'all saying?
Nothing. I don't know what you're saying, Ray. I ain't saying nothing.
Because my woman don't stink.
Okay.
Women.
I said my woman don't see.
Oh.
You are just... So I'm just saying. So y'all around stinky women?
I don't know what you're talking about, Ray. You brought up this topic.
You did bring up this topic, Ray.
But y'all don't want to answer the question. I'm asking y'all as my friends.
I've never smelled nobody's...
Oh, no. I've dated women that got body odor.
I'm saying y'all just.
But that's
listen,
because you know some of these women be going natural like, nowadays. A lot of these women be going natural nowadays and be trying that rock deodorant.
Yeah, sometimes yeah, DJ natural don't work.
And putting crystals under their arm instead of actual deodorant.
Black soap don't be working.
DJ Envy and Charlamagne, you guys are good. I'm just saying.
Answer the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Sasha. Good morning.
You know what I'm saying?
Good morning. Good morning.
Ray J said your pom pom stinking. He want to know why.
I've never talked about your stuff. I don't know what it.
Let's talk, Ray. Go ahead, Sasha.
It's okay. It's
sorry,
okay.
Sasha.
I already get it. You good? But I just want to. I know that for a fact that the way that a man's diet is, what he eats, how much he drinks, how much he smokes, and stuff like that can affect his semen. Which in turn, if you are having unprotected sex, can affect the smell of a woman.
That is very true, but I want to ask you this question. At what point do you blame it on the man? At what point is it the man's fault or your fault?
When you realize that he's smoking 30 blunts a day. Damn. And drinking a gallon of alcohol a night, then you realize, okay, it can't just be me.
Yeah, I think it's always been blamed on the woman, but it's not them, and the men need to recognize.
It's honestly not.
Yeah, the men need to just take accountability. That's all. Like, it's not
right.
Just, it's
granted,
not, go ahead. I'm sorry, love.
Women, we have a part in that as well, like making sure that our bodies are clean and healthy and all the things. But if we know that we're taking the steps to make sure that ourselves are clean, then at that point, the only other option is the man.
Damn. Stop giving these ladies Casamigo vaginosis, brothers.
Jesus.
This is crazy.
Jesus.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
This is crazy.
That's all I wanted was to tell the men to stop blaming the women on what they doing.
Imani, good morning. Take us off Bluetooth.
I'm here. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Imani.
We're talking about, you know,
good morning.
Ray J was saying some of you women stink.
No,
because
why
of these
you
guys
got,
be polluted.
No.
You said some of these women stink because guys be polluting them.
No, I did not. I said men are polluting the vagina.
Okay, Imani, talk to us.
Ray,
if
you finish, are you done? It's the same thing.
So medically speaking, Ray J is correct, but also it's wrong in a way because any foreign object that enters a female, male secretion is going to throw off a woman's pH balance, making her stink.
So even if the man is healthy?
But it's also a woman's responsibility to take care of herself. So you can't say that it's mainly a man's blame, but they don't help.
Now, what's your name again?
Imani.
This is the conversation I was having yesterday when two of the homies was up here discussing this. Two ladies were up here discussing that. I'm like, yo, at some point, it's kind of crazy to blame a man for your body odor.
It's true, because there are things that are out there that can help that. As well, if you are in touch with your OB, getting yourself checked, you should be taken care of.
True indeed.
Okay. I never said anybody stink.
I love that gynecologists are called OGs. That is, it's OG, right?
No.
It's not OG?
I never use the word
stink. It's OG, right?
I just never use the word stink before.
OOV.
Yeah.
OOB.
Yes, OB.
Oh, my bad.
What is wrong with O-B. You?
Never, stink never came out my mouth.
If you are ODB, you got to go see your OB.
I never said nobody stink. I never said nobody stink.
If you are ODB, you got to go see your OB.
So what's the moral of the story, Ray J?
The moral of the story was that men have to start taking accountability for certain things they do. I didn't say it was all the time. It just was the conversations I was overhearing about them and the timeline of it, which I explained in the beginning of my pitch.
I get it.
It was plain and simple. Okay. It was the third, fourth day kind of thing.
They felt you. They got you. They understood.
Envy was really giving me a headline. You know what I'm saying? That I never said.
But Ray,
never,
technically you're saying that some of these women smell
because of the men's vagina.
No. Men are saying that, and they are the reason. I never said that. I'm saying men are talking.
Yeah,
talking
some of your
smack.
Friends are saying some women stink.
No, they're saying that the
vagina
was off, and they don't understand.
pH balance.
And I'm trying to do the math with them, and I'm like, bro, the fourth day, like, you've been in it every day, all day. Come on, bro.
You it's you.
Don't diss her like that.
When we come back, we come back, we got the rumor report, and we're going to do some Ray J trivia when we come back.
I never said nobody stink.
You did.
Ray J trivia when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.